Thank you, Mr. Chair. Another reminder for us time to time is that we are dealing with a declaration, not a plan of action. Despite the fact that we are dealing with operational part, using the language so prescriptive as we have in A, B, and C, I don't think it's quite, I'm not saying that's not important, that you should not bear that in mind, but I'm just maybe considering if it's that relevant to be too prescriptive in prescriptive and descriptive in this paragraph. So my proposal will be bold by deleting letters A, B, and C, and having some amendments to the chapeau and having that it all. So that would read as follows, the chapeau. A state shall collect, based on self-identification, compile, analyze, disseminate, and publish reliable statistical and disaggregated data at the national and local levels, and take, considering the comments made by US, all other related measures that are necessary to accurately, not we can keep regularly, but I would prefer accurately, assess the situation of people of African descent. Full stop. Unfortunately, I cannot take what is said, what the proposal made by the UK in the chapeau is mostly in the last part, because I'm not assuming that, especially with the comma there, that all people of African descent are victims of racism. Despite the reality, and that's what we are trying to accomplish here, and that fortunately in the near future, tomorrow preferably, today at 3 p.m., they are no longer be the victims of racism. So, but it is important for us to have accurate data to understand the situation of people of African descent in all different aspects. How we are going to do that, how those will be implemented, then we can take the program of action of Durban, we can take the plan of activities, the program of activities of the decade, which is going to be updated to the second date, fortunately, hopefully. So that would be my proposal here. Thank you. Do you want, if you want me to repeat my proposal, I can do so.
Этот